Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great pleasure for me to be here after 5 years, because first time I was here 5 years ago. And I must say, it's a big progress. 5 years ago, we have been speaking only in Czech language, and there was unclear future what will be with the nuclear energy in the Czech Republic. Today, we are speaking in English. We have the guests from many countries, and we have at least the hope that the new blocks will be built in the Czech Republic. That's definitely the difference. However, allow me to tell you about the development of attitude of our government to new nuclear sources. Our government made several decisions, which may be slightly contradictory, but so is life. First of all, we have decided in April 2014 that we will not follow British example and building the nuclear blocks with the support of so-called contract for difference. Contract for difference, which is scheme which is supposed to allow the building of Hinkley Point C, and that is giving the guarantee to the investor that basically in the case if the market prices will not be high enough, the government will pay the difference. I'm simplifying, but this is basically the meaning of the contract for difference. What is, however, important, the Czech government refused it not because we have been afraid of European Commission will not give notification. Yes, we have been afraid, but it was not really the main reason. We believe that we could go through a notification of contract for difference. But the reason was different. The reason was that both government, political class and people in the Czech Republic, they are basically in favor of nuclear power, but they are scared to repeat the bad experience with black panels photovoltaic power stations. We are paying as a taxpayers or as a consumers of the electricity $2 billion yearly, and it's hardly unpopular that we are wasting so much money for such a nonsense like big fields of black panels in Czech countryside. Among other things, it's also ugly, but okay, that's the least important things. But so there is a fear that we should not repeat the same thing. On the other hand, I would like to stress that there is bold support for building nuclear blocks, because in the parliament we have not one party which is as a whole against the nuclear energy. We have only individuals inside the different parties. But the party which was boldly against again is definitely gone and is non-parliamentarian party. So the biggest problem which I am streaming to is that if we have later on approved the strategy for nuclear development, we said that we are ready to go in this direction. We are ready to prepare the building of the new blocks. But the final decision will be done by next government after probably regular elections in October 2017. And the main thing which is necessary to decide what will be business scheme, investment scheme, and whether there will be any guarantees for building new blocks. This is a major problem. In Europe, renewables are heavily subsidized, and hence classical sources of electricity, nuclear sources of electricity, are not profitable according to current prices and forecast of the prices. Maybe it will be different. Obviously, I would be very low profile with those forecasts, because if we are thinking what we are talking about, in the ideal case, there will be built new block in Dukovany, let's say 1600 megawatts in 2035. And we are speaking what will be contribution, whether it will be profitable or not, during the time period between 2035 and 2095, approximately. How do you know what will be the prices in those years? Honestly, I would have problem to be sure how will be the prices up to 2035. What will be after? God knows. The problem is that capital markets are a bit scared of the longer future, because this is highly uncertain, and they have a tendency to overprice the risk. Hence, the suggestion of Minister of Finance that the block should be built as a business decision of CEZ, it means the main generator of electricity in this country and distributor, is difficult because the management is scared that if they would decide it, the net present value of the company could go down, and hence they would be facing problem of lower prices of shares, higher payment for the credits, worse rating, and so forth. Not speaking about possibility being sued by minority shareholders. So this is the one big problem. We are not sure who should build it, and who should bear the responsibility. This is absolutely the biggest bottleneck we are facing at the moment before we will decide about the building new blocks. And I would like to underline, this is not about the problem of the capacity to take credits for CEZ or the government. It is, but the problem is how to explain it to the general public that it is a good investment, worth to do. I was approached by this NGO for, I don't know, nuclear Třebíč region. They were like, oh, minister, go ahead, you are delaying, we are here, villages, towns around the nuclear power station. We have discovered later on that actually it's great to have nuclear power station. We don't want to be without power station after 2035. Okay, I told them, okay, look guys, I am very pleased that you are coming with this proposition. That's great that there is a local support for building nuclear blocks. This is definitely desirable because in many places it's not like that. There is only one small problem. If it would be business case of CEZ telling that we can build it for our own money, our own risk, you are in support, fine, that is the end of the story. But basically you are telling us in the current situation that remaining 10 million people in this country is supposed to provide some kind of public guarantee that this will be a really successful project. And in this moment, it is not only your decision, Ministry of Industry and Trade decision, CEZ decision, it is unfortunately political decision of the whole country, and the parliament and government must decide which way of guarantee they will provide. Okay, this is the major bottleneck. We can speak about this later. Let's coming to the next one. Next one are the processes, construction permits, and so forth, and all of those environmental protection. Recently, World Bank published a report, Doing Business, and putting Czech Republic on a fairly good position. We are 27th in the world. It's one of the best, actually. I must say something good about my ministry. We have moved the perimeter getting electricity to a very good result, being 13. Before we have been 125 years ago, because nobody took care about it. But it's not important. The most important thing is that 27th is an average, is usually a very uneven one. And guess what is the worst parameter of this country? Getting construction permit. There we are on the level of really African countries, 130th position. 130th. 130s, and this is a big bottleneck. There is attempt in the parliament to have a construction law which was supposed to streamline those processes. Unfortunately, I must say that even if this law will go through the parliament successfully, and it may be neck to neck because we are approaching the end of the legislative period, it will not be a really breakthrough. And we will face the cumbersome processes of getting construction permit and all permits that are needed before it, like evaluation of environmental assessment, decision about possibility to build, and so forth. So this is the second bottleneck, second challenge. The third challenge is a lesson from previous tender. Previous tender was a public tender done by a rather rigid law, and in a way, thanks God, it has finished preliminary, because we have been facing following problem. First of all, we have discovered that it's nearly impossible to do it according to this legislation, because it's too cumbersome, you can change nothing, And we have finished with two competitors which were fighting each other, raising memories of the Cold War. And what is a bit forgotten, that even the third partner was not completely out, because a French company applied to the court. Court didn't decide, and if it would be continuing, probably we would be facing the problem of the court decision whether elimination of one bidder was the fair one. So now, what we will, what we should do, and what we could do. I would like to stress that, being Minister of Industry and Trade, I must stress the priority of the Czech industry. Czech industry has an ambition to build big parts of the nuclear power stations, to make deliveries not only construction sites, but also technological side. So we would like to think about the way of getting as much as possible of the domestic content. This is the one priority. Second priority, and I will tell you openly here, I cannot imagine that we will do it without certain tender or competition. Because the idea that some people are coming, that, okay, guys, here is the possibility, we can sign the intergovernmental agreement with another country, and in framework of this, we will agree everything very nicely about the building nuclear power stations. Look, the Hungarians are doing it with Pakistan, with Russia. There are some problems to go this way. First of all, if we would decide, basically, it's the first understanding is because we would eliminate competitors inside EU. Because this could be done theoretically only with the countries outside EU, not inside. So that would not be nice, because honestly speaking, we need also a certain level of approval of European institutions, and not to start with elimination of the possible European bidder. It would not be good start at all. Second, even if we will sign some kind of agreement, we must have some type of tender or competition as minimum to pick up very transparent way the supplier of the technology. Then we can negotiate, but it must be after certain process. I will not guess how formal, less formal will be, but we cannot do it really without some kind of picking up process of the best offer for the country. And intergovernmental agreement in the ideal case would be supplement to company-to-company agreement, and in this case, obviously, in any case, the backing of intergovernmental cooperation would be definitely helpful, because nuclear energy is something what governments must regulate and must take care how it is going on. It is not quote-unquote normal business. It's a highly regulated business, and it will stay this way, I think, forever. So this is the third challenge that we are facing. And the last one is time. Timetable is becoming crucial. Because, to put it boldly, it is not now about really expanding the number of the blocks. It is a replacement of the blocks in Dukovany. Because there are four blocks, and they are supposed to be in operation 50 years. Let's hope that all processes before will be successful, and it will not be stopped earlier, but we must be realistic. They will be in operation 50 years, so we know that they will be stopped between 2035 and 2037, and that the process of decommissioning will start in those places. And now the real risk is that we will discuss so long, we will have so long processes that we will not make it in time. And unfortunately, the experience in Europe is not sending good news, because if you are looking what is happening in Europe, the current nuclear blocks under construction, they can be sometimes simplified conclusion. Everything is twice as much expensive as minimum as it was planned, and everything is taking as minimum twice as much time as was planned. So this is not really encouraging. What will happen if we will not build the nuclear blocks? I'm not 100% sure, but the high probability is that the shortest time between political decision to build something and to have electricity are gas power stations. If we will not build nuclear blocks, we will finish with the gas power stations, and we will be dependent dramatically on the import of the gas from all over the world. I would like to hope that conferences like this will help to avoid this risk. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Mr. Minister, for your intervention. I invite the audience and primarily the speakers to use this opportunity to maximum, and please have now questions to Mr. Minister Mladek, and then also we will invite the audience. So please, whoever from you wants to ask something, you have the floor. Okay. Audience.
It was such a big surprise for the panelists that they have no question to minister.
So we have one question here.
I'd like to ask what can this government still do towards the new nuclear power plant, because it's going to be a year before the next election, then there will be post-election negotiations, then they will revise an energy concept, and then it will be again a year to next election, and we are already 3 years behind. So can you at least maybe create the financing scheme or something like that, or what can you do? Thank you.
We are trying to move forward and to do a lot of small things, and here is Mr. Stuhler, who can tell you all details. And as concern of the main problem, obviously there is commitment to prepare this solution of investment financial scheme in the first half of 2017. But I am not quite sure whether we will make it. We will reach consensus inside the government, and I am honestly not sure whether it will survive elections in October 2017. I have forgotten also to tell you that there is another debate which is connected with the scheme. Who or what will be the entity that will build these nuclear blocks? Because basically we have three major options. It will be done by ČEZ, like in the past. It will be done by daughter company of ČEZ. And it will be done by completely new company, state-owned company. What are the beauties and the problems of the solution? The problem of ČEZ is that it's difficult to allow the entry of the supplier of the technology into ČEZ itself as a co-owner, while if they would be daughter company, it is possible to allow the ownership of up to 49% to the supplier of the technology. Why? To create incentives for supplier of technology to finish it in time, because when this company will finish in time, they can have the scheme how to exit. And in the same time, they are not entering as the owner into whole ČEZ. So this is the reason why to create the daughter company. ČEZ is not easy because it's a publicly listed corporation, and hence all of those problems with evaluation, whether it is not risk for net present value. But even if you create daughter company, it is helping you with ownership participation of the supplier of the technology, but it is not really solving the problem that ČEZ is publicly listed corporation, because it is still consolidated, and it is something like the American company Enron has some problems with the daughter company. So you cannot really avoid it, because it would be known. Theoretically, the best thing would be state-owned company. state-owned company completely new, because beauty is that this company, government, made a decision. Okay, we are not looking what are market prices, we are not looking what are the calculation, but we do not want to be sure that between the years 2035 and 2095 there is granting supply of electricity. And as a state-owned company, we are bearing the risk and we don't need to look about credit ratings and evaluation of the markets, minority shareholders, and all of those unpleasant things connected with the market economy. This is a government political decision. And probably even the good rating of this country would not be in threat, because at this moment we are selling government bonds for negative price, not too much, up to 0.5%. So we have financing at the moment. But for this solution is missing at this moment political will. It seems that after a long discussion, we may finish with the daughter company of ČEZ, to be honest.
Thank you. Do we have other questions? I'm screening the audience. Yes, please, Mr. Waite.
Thank you. Minister, I would like to pick up on your point about government-to-government agreements. And we've seen in the past many benefits of the support of vendor governments from a OECD ECA financing perspective, from support from the regulator, for instance. We've also seen what I think is some offers that confuse the issue. Well, take a nuclear power plant and also a metro system, or we will support you with military bases or destroyers with your nuclear power plant. Really, the 100-plus year commitment of a new nuclear technology. Some would think that this should be a little more remote from the pressures of another government. Could you expand on your government-to-government agreement comments?
Well, this is definitely something what is bringing us back to the conclusion that it cannot be decided by nuclear Třebíč region or one company, but the whole country, because this is a really important political decision. It's necessary to run the nuclear power station safely 60 years. And then to decommission it. It's not to forget. It's a really long-term perspective, and it should be granted. I would like to stress that we are seeing the nuclear power station also extremely important as a safe source of electricity, because if you are a country like is Czech Republic with 60 years tradition of the nuclear engineering, if you have finished nuclear power station, you have nuclear engineers and you have fuel, you can be independent on the outside world easily for 5-6 years. What is very difficult to do in another type of energy sources, because you must take care about world prices, routes of supply, gas pipelines, oil pipelines, all of the complexities of the current world. So this is the beauty. And what should be granted if we are approaching from this perspective? The quality of the people. So definitely, where I see the big possibility of intergovernmental agreement is education.
Okay, Minister, I would like to ask one question. You said that you have you just list several challenges for your nuclear project. The first one is the profitability of the project. In our country, we normally have several processes: the site selection, site study, the PSAR, and also for the licensing. And before that, we have always have what we call feasibility study, economically feasible feasibility study for our nuclear project. I don't know, because we talk a lot about EIA, the site selection, the licensing, but it seems that our colleagues in Czech Republic didn't talk about feasibility studies. Have you ever done this work? What's the result for this point?
Well, dear friend, first of all, I should stress one point at this moment. We are still part of something what is called European Union, what is a free confederation of the states with uncertain future after decision of the British people to go out. But still we are playing with the assumption that we are continuing EU 27. And if you are part of the EU 27, you are supposed to respect the energy policy of the European Union, which is under heavy influence of so-called Energiewende. Energiewende, this is our big Western neighbor, Germany, and they have decided that they will go to non-carbon energy sector in 2050. Not 2100, but 2050. And they are committed to close not only coal power stations, but also nuclear power stations. Nuclear power stations in 2022. Honestly speaking, my position is if it would be somebody else than the Germany, I would have strong doubts whether it is possible. I have still doubts, but in the case of Germany, I cannot exclude that they will make it. They may make it. And it has dramatic consequences on Brussels policy because basically, if I simplify the complex story, if you are building renewables, you can subsidize like a hell. If you are building standard sources, thermal power stations or nuclear power stations, you are under heavy scrutiny whether you are not subsidizing. So feasibility studies are good, but you should also calculate in this problem of European energy policy. And I can tell you it's not quite stable because we have as minimum spring package, autumn package of changes of the legislation, and some years they are coming some extra packages besides the standards 2.1. So this is not making our life easier.
I'm just a little confused with this link between political decision and public opinion. So because what, if I listen to you, so for me it is clear that you have a clear vision and actually no other meaningful option than building a nuclear power plant. So, but you are saying that we have a problem too that will be general acceptance by the public because they have to pay for the opinion of the people close to Trebić and so on and so on. But I think so what is missing then just the capability to convince public that what you are thinking of is the best option. And at least my observation is that in general public, if we have a good, maybe a little dogmatic leader, he can convince at least 60% of public that this is the best what he is proposing. Otherwise, I could not understand how it is possible. I'm always using the example comparing Slovakia, Czech Republic and Austria. I don't think that Austrians are more stupid than Slovaks or vice versa. So it means it is just because of the long-term way of the speeches is very different in Czech Republic and in Slovakia, because in one country the leaders convince the people that this is a good option, that nuclear is beneficial for the country. Why in Austria? Because having 60% hydro and so on and so on, so it's easy for them to be anti-nuclear. So it is not the problem of just the enough courage to speak to public, so this is the option which we have to adopt.
Well, if I may react on this, first of all, I have different explanation why Austrians were doing what they were doing. It was unhappy decision of Bruno Kreisky to run referendum. After Brexit, we know that referendum is a questionable idea, and they came with the referendum. And Bruno Kreisky made unfortunate step. He said, if I will not be successful in a yes for nuclear, I will go. And many Austrians, they were fed up with him. They say, okay, this is the chance how to get rid of the Bruno. And they have succeeded and it has been continuing. But back to our problem. I was not explaining it probably properly because I have said that both politicians and the people would like to build nuclear blocks. That's for sure. But we are facing sometimes schizophrenia. It should be without any guarantees, any explicit or implicit guarantees. And suddenly you are facing the problem, because people would like to have nuclear blocks, but they don't want to be responsible for paying the price if it will not go well and if it will go according to the expectation of our Greens and some other people or German friends. So the schizophrenia is the problem. And to explain something such complex that if you are saying A, you would like to have nuclear power station, you must pay the bill, is politically difficult and unpopular. And
thank you, Mr. Minister. Another question here. Please, you. It's your...
I'd like to thank you, first of all, for relatively clear explanation. I
no power. We need more nuclear, definitely.
It's out of power, that's true. I fully understand the schizophrenia. We all want it, but none of us want to pay for it. I think that's the short version of your explanation. But we had a presentation of Czech energy strategy. Shows two important elements of it. One is nuke, one is renewables. Those two pieces are heavy, with the fading out coal and basically barely existent hydro. Now, important thing about those strategies is that the solution or the path should be feasible. Now, when you're saying we want nuke, but we don't want to pay for it, and we don't like sponsoring green energy, I think there is something missing in that graph, if I cross those things. Anything you can do at this point to make sure that we don't run out of the feasible territory? Zdá, že se budu muset podělit o mikrofon.
I'm not sure whether I have got it right. You are asking me whether we will have sufficient supply of electricity in the future. That was the question. Okay, but I gave already the answer. Because it's clear there will be slight growth of renewables, slowly by slowly anyway. There will be decline of coal, because after long discussion, those who are Czechs can remember it last year, I have spent, the whole government spent a lot of time about this in open cast mines in northern Bohemia. We have decided to expand one, close another one. So the future is clear. We will finish it in 2070. Slowly by slowly, the share will go down. And the replacement is either nuclear or gas. It's clear.
Thank you. Another question?
I have a question. According to the legislation, you said that there's a law waiting in our chambers to be approved, which would simplify the process of construction. And as well, if I properly understood, you are not quite sure whether it would simplify enough to be able to build it. Why you didn't propose better law or the government? And the second issue, what would you recommend for next government to propose to make it easier to build?
I do not want to be alibistic, but this is not my responsibility, thanks God. It's a minister for regional development, Mrs. Šlechtová. She came with the law, and unfortunately, those types of the laws, you need cooperation of another services, because construction is something what is influencing transport, agriculture, industry. And I must say that there was not sufficient cooperation of some other ministries, and that's why the outcome is not satisfactory. That it is not satisfactory was the statement of Mrs. Šlechtová herself. She said that beside the law she is trying to push through, she will leave the proposition of the new one for the next government. This is the biggest problems that will stay after our government is necessary to admit.
Thank you. Please, last question. All right, thank you, Mr. Minister.